on Static on 2SER this week. It is so great to be welcoming in Josh and Nick from The Electorate. How are you both?
Very well. And yourself?
I'm doing good. You good, Nick?
Yeah, great. Really good.
Good to see you both. And in an election year, it's only fitting that we get a return from The Electorate with this new album, By Design. This is the only kind of political discourse I want to engage in.
Off the table otherwise.
It was well-timed though, Josh. Did you consider releasing this album on the 3rd of May?
Oh, look, we did actually. We looked at May and went, oh, this could be a cluster or this could be okay. We'll make it later. I'm a bit of a politics nerd, so I think I looked at the date that the election was most likely to be and went, it's not going to be that weekend because people will be sick of hearing the word Electorate, let alone any concept of the band.
And Nick then said to you, let's play in a flatbed truck in Dixon and really make the most of it.
That's right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, those results in May have already carbon dated the song Peace, Love and Kindness on this album, though, Josh, because it opens with, I wanted to cry, another election night, another shift to the right.
Well, in truth, I should have written I wanted to cry on referendum night because that was what sparked that line. And sadly, we're still living with the aftermath of that grievous hideousness. So it's a bit of a cheat, but it kind of resonates with where my politics lie anyway. So
the bigger sentiments in that song still stand. It's a plea for living in hope. It says decency isn't woke and equality is nothing new.
Yeah, it's a bit of a clumsy rhyme. I feel like I wrote the lyrics for this one with a big Sharpie on a whiteboard or something. It's not exactly nuanced, but it gets the point across. So
I think any writer would tell you the most obvious way is probably the best.
Thank you.
Spelling it out.
Well, that's funny you say that, actually, because, you know, I remember a few times where getting you to do the obvious, whether it be playing or, you know, lyric changes or whatever, it was like pulling teeth.
Yeah, I've got to make it harder.
I was like, no, it's better that way. It's like, do you remember the guitar solo?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that way of writing has been going on in The Electorate since the start. And like the first album, You Don't Have Time to Stay Lost from 4.5 years ago, this is a record that deals with the political and the personal, Josh. These albums are proving to be state of the world addresses, both internal and external, as you release them.
I think when I write lyrics, it's my way of making sense of the world and where my head is at that particular point in time. And sometimes that's small and sometimes that's big. So yeah, cut me and I bleed ink.
It can be triggering for some people, I think. It does polarize, you know, the most obvious sort of politically active bands around get their long-term fans shouting at them saying, why do you have to be so political?
I know.
You know, it's just the cognitive dissonance is kind of astounding.
Well, the hint is all in the name, right? Which Nick brought to the band, and I'm so glad you did because it kind of encapsulates that idea of small things and big things all at once, which is our terrain.
Yeah, and it does trade in as much as relationship stories as political ones. The La 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 single, The Great Divide, deals with that. It explains The Great Divide's what I feel inside and what I'll say when you ask if I'm okay.
Yeah. Once again, that was kind of one of those ones that was almost embarrassingly simple that Nick very early in the piece went, that's a great chorus. Like, that's a really great chorus. And I remember you saying that and feeling almost a little bit embarrassed. But I was like, oh, wow.
Because you've got to understand, we've been a three-piece for our whole life of the band and when we were called a different name when we were younger. And when we were younger, we recognized how great it is to be in a three-piece because it does have a different kind of communication level to being in a larger band. But when we were younger, there was a tendency to fill up the space or feel like you need to fill up the space with something complicated or interesting or whatever. And it's been a very long process of sort of whittling that.
Simplifying.
It has.
I think it's also more measured too. Whereas in the early 90s, you might have been angry, youngish men. Writing these songs seems to be an exercise in exploring and mulling over and analysing the human condition, Josh.
Very much. I think someone who knew us back then and knows us now reflected on it really kindly the other day where he just went, you sound relaxed. And I think that was a really nice reflection because I think, to your point as well, Nick, we are far more at ease with leaving things in a more direct, more simple state, which kind of buys into the whole by design aspect of the record in terms of actually trying to keep it simple. And sometimes that was easy and sometimes that took a little bit of persuasion, but I kind of feel like we've achieved that. Just from the encouragement and from the kind words that people have been giving us about this record, it seems like that's resonating, which is heartening. It's not why we do it, but it's certainly a nice little cherry on top.
It is interesting that simplifying something was the challenge this time around, as opposed to anything tricky-dicky.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, yeah.
Which you'd think it'd be in the reverse, but aging gracefully.
Well, you've all been at it a long time too. I mean, famously, that first album, By the Electorate, was one that you had been waiting a lifetime to make. The three of you existed as the Temple Bears in the early 90s before going your separate ways and playing in a number of other bands and then coming back together a couple of decades later to reform and rebrand as the Electorate. So finally, when it seemed like the deck was stacked all in your favour, your bass player Elliot up sticks between albums and relocated to Adelaide. It feels like that's kind of what's written about in your songs, Josh. Life always pulls the rug out from under you.
Oh, look, it's funny. I mean, I think when we were young, this was an all-consuming beast and life played second fiddle. And I think when you invert that and you realise that you do actually want a life outside of the life takes priority and the band has to squeeze in around it. And I think Elliot's move to Adelaide is just a reflection of that. Sydney's a hard place to take hold of and put roots down in sometimes, and especially when you've got a young family. So we love him and we miss him, but we are dedicated to making it work in whatever way we need to.
And this album, By the Electorate, features the love/hate letter to Sydney in yes. the song Summer of Cicadas. Was that your way of showing him what he's going to be missing?
I think Summer of Cicadas just came about from the bruises, and Sydney kind of wears you down. All three of us have been here for a while, and many of your listeners probably would have been as well. And it's a great place, but it's a hard place to really love if you don't value the incessant newness that seems to be what people are always pursuing in this city. And I think as artists, as we are, we've had a bit of time to observe and maneuver in and out of that space. So yeah, I think that's definitely what fed into the origins of it, that and actually having a paddle on a kayak on a river with the sound of the cicadas being really, really loud and actually being louder than the ringing in my ears. And it just kind of all started to evolve. And Nick and Elliot saw that once again, it was that idea of a really simple song that could kind of take hold.
Well, that song also makes a point of mentioning the good and the bad. It mentions the picturesque in the light that shines on the harbour blinds, but then also the dirty. When you get a dig in at the brutalist Sirius building next to the Harbour Bridge being sold off to developers.
100%. Love the Sirius building, hate what happened to it. You know,
no keys to the city for you guys in the Electorate.
No,
that is okay. We are all right with that.
Yeah, we're okay.
And Nick, despite being drawn apart geographically, is a patchwork, slow and steady way of piecing these songs in the Electorate together the best way of working for you all anyway? There's a lot of elements of riffs and tones popping in and out of these tunes, like on the songs Sleeping on the Job and Unfamiliar?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'd be lying if I said I didn't feel a profound sense of loss when Elliot moved away, which I think I underestimated, I have to say. You know, he said he wanted to continue absolutely and only wanted to do this band, and we went, well, okay, we'll definitely make it work. And then the reality set in of how, because we were working really hard, we were kind of doing it weekly.
Yeah.
So when the reality set in, it was kind of different. But we're going to make it work. We have the luxury of being able to sort of, you know, go there and him to come here. And so whatever it's going to look like as a collective now will be represented in the next batch.
We do have moments, though, where the song Unfamiliar and the song End both came from the same rehearsal and pretty much dropped in almost completely fully formed, which was part of the whole joy of the creative process around this record, was to utilize that. And so that constant jamming was leading to all of those kind of moments. So I think it's really going to be when the three of us are in a room together that we'll be able to make that happen. But yes, in terms of the construction of the songs in a different way, yeah, absolutely. We'll throw things at each other
Is that the most fun part, Josh, weaving all your musical tastes and references together?
Yes.
In the electorate, you don't sound like one or two bands, you sound like 20 a lot of the time.
I think that's our blessing and our curse, but that's absolutely what fires us up creatively, is finding something and going, oh, okay, that's good. We haven't done that before. Because I think for me as a songwriter, I've probably got maybe five kinds of songs. And I think if I was to just bring in those five kind of songs every time, then the pattern would be a lot more obvious, but it probably wouldn't be as enjoyable and as exciting. And I think the combination of writing collectively, Elliot bringing songs in, me bringing songs in, just means that, yeah, we do have a broader cross-section. But I also think as a listener, I find that really endearing. Some of my favorite records have that eclectic kind of sweep over them where they take you somewhere. I kind of feel like we're on the way there. I feel like maybe the next record will be hopefully even more expansive, but I don't know. We'll wait and see.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. You've got this one to launch first.
Yeah, you got it.
True. That's true.
You guys are all going to be in the same city at the same time to play By Design on Saturday the 5th of July at Wayward's in Newtown, supported by Rubbernecker and Restless Leg.
Yep.
It's a rare occasion to have you all in the same room, it seems like, so this needs to be made the most of. That is the real election day of 2025, isn't it?
It is.
100%.
We might have a listen to the song End from The Electorate. This is a song about the band. It mentions three friends a line.
Yep, because of the collective nature of how we wrote it, it felt like it was appropriate to pay respect to that long-term musical and personal relationship.
Here comes some respect right now. Josh and Nick, it was so good to talk to you. And this is The Electorate on Static. Have yourselves a great launch.
Thanks.
Thanks, Berko.